Shulchan Aruch, Siman Taf Lamed Beis, Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says that if someone has more than one house to do Bedikas Chametz on, they only have to make one bracha on all the Bedikos of all the houses. The Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Zion does quote an opinion that if one would have to walk from one house to another, it would be considered a hefsek, and one would have to make a new bracha on the second Bedika. But he says that since one is required to check all the houses one owns, it wouldn't be considered a hefsek, and therefore one bracha does cover all the houses. The Shulchan Aruch does suggest that one could have others help them with the bedika by having them hear the bracha that the person makes and answer amen and do their bedikas with his bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Ches does say that one should make as much of an effort as possible to do the bedika on his own because of the rule of mitzvah bo yosem v'shlucho. It's better to do a mitzvah on your own and not have others do it for you. The Mishnah Berurah also says that technically one could have women and children do the bedika on your behalf, but if you are going to use an agent, it is always better to use someone who is a male over the age of 13. The Ramah points out the custom to distribute 10 pieces of bread around the house before the bedika to ensure that one will find chametz and the bracha won't be levatala. But he does say that even without the pieces of bread, and even if you didn't find any chametz during your bedika, the bracha would not be levatala because the bracha is actually on the mitzvah to destroy the chametz, and that you will do the next day, even if no chametz is found the night of the bedika. The Shaar Tzion, Sifkatan Yud Aleph, quotes the opinion of the Taz that actually discourages this practice because he feels that since the bracha won't be levatala anyway, and you're only causing more problems by introducing the possibility of losing the chametz, and now having chametz in your house on Pesach, therefore it would be better to not have that custom. However, the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Yud Gimel, quotes the Arizal that says that there are deeper meanings to this custom besides just the fear of not finding chametz during a bedika, and therefore one should not treat the custom lightly. Shulchan Aruch Simen Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says that the bedikas chametz has to be to the light of the candle, and one cannot rely on the light of the moonlight. And if someone doesn't do bedika until the next morning, it still has to be with a candle, and one cannot rely on the sun as the natural light. He does say that if one is doing bedika on a porch or next to an open window, then you could search using the natural sunlight because a lot of sunlight does get into those areas. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Aleph says that a candle is used because it can be used to check the nooks and crannies that can't be searched with moonlight or sunlight. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Zayin says that even though the Shulchan Aruch says that windowsills can be checked without the use of a candle, relying on the natural sunlight, because it's very well lit up, it's only if the window is open, not if the window is closed, because the glass would obscure some of the light. However, the Pesukei Teshuvos, Sifkan Aleph, says that nowadays our glass is a lot clearer than the glass at the time of the Mishnah Berurah, and therefore we could do bedika next to a window, even if it's closed, because enough light does get through the window to provide enough sunlight to do the bedika. The Yabia Omer, Ravad Yosef, in Or HaChaim, Chelek Dalet, Simen Mem, says that one could use an electric flashlight in place of a candle if one liked, but it's better to check with a candle. Many poskim actually held there's no problem at all with checking the flashlight and using candles just to retain the old customs. Therefore, if there's a place in the house that one would be scared to check with a candle, such as a closet or under furniture, it would actually be preferred to do bedika with a flashlight. Simen Reish Lamed Gimel, Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch lists things that can't be used as candles to do bedika with, such as a torch or certain materials, and says that one should only use a wax candle for bedika. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Tes explains that using a candle made from other substances is a problem because they drip, and a person would not want to do a full bedika out of fear of ruining his home with the drippings. However, the Netali Gavriel, Hilchos Pesach, Simen Yud Zayin, Sifkatan Yud Dalet, says that nowadays candles made from materials other than wax are okay because they aren't made from materials that drip. The Ramah says that any time more than one wick is being used, it has the status of a torch. Shulchan Aruch Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says that you have to check all the rooms that you should suspect have chametz in them, but an area which you never bring food into doesn't need to be checked. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Yud Gimel explains that even though you don't normally bring a food into an area and only once in a while bring the food in there, you still have to check it. The Pesukei Teshuvos Sifkatan Gimel points out that in an apartment building, this would include having to check the communal areas such as the stairs and utility rooms. He suggests that having one person from the building be appointed as everyone's agent to check those areas with their own bracha. Shulchan Aruch Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch says that if one has holes in a wall, they need to be checked for chametz if they're at a normal level to be used. However, if they're too high to be reached or lower than 3 tefachim to the ground, they don't have to be checked because we can assume they were not used since they're not easily used. The Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Yates, points out that in a house with small children, these low holes would have to be checked as well, because it's common for children to stick food into those holes. The Pisket Truvah, Sivkat and Dalad, says that if there's a crack between a cabinet and the wall that is too small to stick your hand into, there would be no requirement to check for chametz there.